News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for the second annual Brazos Valley Fair, and Fiona Lockhart is on hand, and we're going to get a rundown of what's happening later this week at the Expo Grounds, and it's hard to believe that a year's already gone by.
It has flown by, and the action has already started in terms of setting up at the fair right now. Things are happening out there 24/7, trying to get everything ready for gates opening on Thursday at 4 o'clock.
What's different? What's the same from last year?
We still have a great rodeo. We've expanded on it, though, and we have added a lot of new attractions, kid-friendly attractions as well as adult-type attractions. Same thing, we will have a carnival all 4 days. We do have a new carnival. They also do the Fort Worth Livestock Show and Rodeo, so a very well-known, nationally known carnival. We're very excited about them. Got some great rides coming. And then some new attractions, the pig races, same from last year, one of the crowd favorites. This year we've got the Canines in Flight. So they do a frisbee act and a dock diving act. These guys have been on the Disney Channel, on Discovery Channel, play a lot of the NBA halftime shows. So these guys are professional athletes, doing some great entertaining on that as well.
I'm going to interject as we go along, reminders that all this stuff is available on the website as far as the schedule of events, and the website is?
It's BrazosValleyFair.com. You can look at the full daily schedule, a map of where everything is, buy your tickets online, see anything you want to online.
Other events that are going to go on for the specific days?
We have concerts. Concerts every night starting Thursday, Corey Morrow. Friday is Parker Heights and Clayton Gardner. Saturday is the 30th anniversary Restless Heart Tour. And then Sunday we will have Emilio. So we also have entertainment every day on our Rockin' Spur stage. So every hour, hour and a half, there will be a new band playing throughout the fair on that as well.
Parking, traffic flow, let's talk about that a little bit.
Parking is free to the public. It is there at the Expo. We have a brand new additional 6-acre parking lot that we can park on, which will be for our overflow parking. Then on Saturday and Sunday, we will have free shuttles from the A&M Health Science Center, which is just down Highway 47. You can park there, ride the shuttle over to the Expo, and then get brought back all for free. That will be Saturday from noon to midnight, and then Sunday from 1 to midnight.
Like last year, I think it was a pleasant surprise just how many out-of-towners who were around for the Aggie football game came over to the Expo for the Brazos Valley Fair. No doubt that's going to be the same, maybe even more so since Sam Houston and Huntsville's closer than last year.
It's closer than last year. We have done some advertising over there, but it's great to do before or after the game, depending on what you've got going on the day before. If you want to come in for yell practice that night, but you can still come to the fair for several hours before you go to yell practice. The nice thing is we're over 4 days, so if you're busy one day, try to come out. We've got so many new things going on and so much fun for everybody. Lots of new seating this year. Just kind of a little bit of something for everybody, and you don't want to miss out on it.
Visiting with Fiona Lockhart, the Brazos Valley Fair, again online at BrazosValleyFair.com. Of everybody on staff, what are you all most anticipating with the start of this year's fair?
My personal favorite is our new Agland Kids Zone. We have taken one full pavilion, one of the barns, and turned it into kind of a kids' land. We've got everything set up for kids. There's a dairy exhibit. There's a miniature arena where the kids will do mutton busting, stick horse races, pony hop races. Some events like the mutton busting, there is an entry fee, but the other things, stick horse races, pony hop, it's free. They can win a ribbon. They can get in the arena. The parents can be in the stands cheering them on. But it's all on a miniature size. So these kids really get to feel like they're part of the rodeo and getting to be a cowboy or cowgirl for the day on a kid's level. So we're really excited about that whole barn.
And is that something available each day?
Yes, it's going on all day throughout the fair. There's a hay maze in there. There's a farm animal exhibit. Lots of petting zoo, pony rides. There's just lots in that one whole barn we're really excited about.
Again, online, BrazosValleyFair.com for the entire schedule by event, by day. What sort of participation as far as the rodeo, the livestock entries? There are a lot of folks who are interested in those things too.
Entries are up this year by a lot. The livestock show, they're up by over half already, and we take entries on the livestock show up until the day of. Our rodeo entries actually close today at 4 p.m., but as I heard earlier, I believe all of our big performances are full, and we have a slack performance before the rodeo as well. So we'll have an action-packed every event will be full.
And for the rodeo, your livestock company is?
Cadillac Rodeo Company. They were voted CPRA Contractor of the Year, I believe, the last several years. I'm not going to quote how many. They do a great job. Guys are wonderful to work with, have great stock. So we're really looking forward to having them there.
A fair, particularly of this size, doesn't get pulled off unless you have volunteers. Talk about those who have signed up so far, and are there opportunities still as we approach the start of the fair?
We have had a couple hundred people sign up. We can still use more. We use all our volunteers, do ticket taking, ticket selling. They help run a lot of the exhibits and attractions. We still have space for volunteers. You can go online under Get Involved. You can see the spots that we need. You can fill out an application and submit it right there online. We would love to have you out, even if it's just for 4 hours. If you can come do 1 4-hour shift, we'd love to have you. We will take it, and we will be appreciative. You get a little bit of a token of our appreciation. You get a T-shirt for helping us and a few other benefits.
Well, and I know there are some nonprofit organizations who have also signed up, and they're recruiting volunteers as well, because that's a part of the fair plan as well.
It's part of the fair, and we donate back to an organization. If you donate your time for an organization, we will donate $5 back per volunteer hour. If you say you want to help a specific organization that signed up with us, then we can put your hours towards that organization as well.
And again, I'm guessing that information's online like everything else is.
Correct. Everything online. Volunteer, everything is under Get Involved. So
what else have I missed?
The last thing I want to talk about is our new beer and wine garden this year. For the adults, very excited. We have a Carbach beer will be our beer featured. They have several different varieties. We'll have a whole slew of those. And then we have wines from the Blue Bonnet Wine Trail, which is here around Brenham, Navasota, College Station, Bryan. We will have locally grown Texas-type wines. Everything is Texas-based, so we're very excited about that as well.
And that's your preview of year two of the Brazos Valley Fair on the Brazos County Expo Grounds on Leonard Road near Highway 47 this Thursday through Sunday. Again, BrazosValleyFair.com for all the pertinent information. Thanks again to Fiona Lockhart for the visit here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.